City officials in Worcester are trying to prevent any more fatal drug overdoses there after at least 9 deaths in the last week blamed on a bad batch of heroin. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports on the steps the city is taking to warn people about the dangers.
The city has issued a public health advisory and is distributing leaflets warning people, particularly those affected by addiction, about the alarming rate of fatal overdoses. Worcester Public Health Director Derek Brindisi says in the past week, there have been more than 30 overdoses in the city, about a third of them fatal. Although tests are still being done, Brindisi says officials believe the heroin is mixed with something else.
We're using the term bad heroin or contaminated heroin. There's no such thing as good heroin. But the heroin that's being used right now, we do believe that it could be cut with some type of impurity, chemical, poison that is linking these deaths.
Last week, 3 people were found dead in one Worcester apartment, believed to be from the same batch of heroin. Worcester officials say price contributes to the problem. A bag of heroin, on average, costs about $8 in Worcester. The city manager is Ed Augustus.
This is something we've never seen before, where literally you have a situation where somebody could put a needle in their arm and in seconds be dead. And so we want to just make sure that we're getting the word out to everybody in the community about how they can protect themselves.
The city's getting the word out through outreach workers, having them warn active IV drug users about the increased danger. One of those workers is Daniel Aponte, an outreach educator at AIDS Project Worcester.
We would start off with asking if you heard about what was going on, definitely what you like to inject. We'd definitely find out. If you know your dealer, definitely awareness of where you're picking up and making sure that you know the knowledge of the stuff that you are using.
Aponte and his colleagues give users the anti-overdose drug Narcan. They also give them bleach kits to clean their syringes and other items to try to keep them safe. They also distribute the public health advisory flyer and warn people not to use alone and not to mix drugs. For Aponte, the overdose problem is a personal one.
Actually, a couple of family members that were married into the family did pass away this past weekend. So it did kind of hit home. I guess it's kind of just fuels the fire to keep me going to what I've already been doing for the past 5 years.
Worcester officials are convening another meeting with police and treatment providers next week to discuss further steps to try to address the problem. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.